Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
I don't know
if there is a theme to my Get Facts today, but see if there is one, there's a tentative link, see if you can find them. Fish and chips.
Yes, on a sandwich.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
We love fish and chips.
Yeah.
Everyone. I don't know. If you meet someone who says, ew, to fish and chips.
Yeah.
We just can't be friends.
Yeah.
But fish and chips has a long and amazing history. By the way, Winston Churchill, during the Second World War, insisted that the troops get a packet of fish and chips, eats. Not rationed food. It made them feel good. Made them feel like they were at home to have fish and chips.
Okay.
It's very British. We know about it. Why is it? You think to yourself, why is it that fish and chips is British? Fish is everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And making chips is very simple. How come the British got fish and chips as their staple meal? Like the meal of Britain. How did they get it? Well, it's because of the war. It's what Winston Churchill did. Fish and chips for the troops.
Seriously?
Also, the British used to use it as code. So if they were in the city and they were fighting and they couldn't tell if that was a friendly or a foe, they would say fish. And if you were friendly, you said chips. And if you weren't, you said something else and you got shot.
Whoa. Oh, like a Marco Polo situation.
Yes.
Fish chips.
Yeah, fish chips. Oh, he's all right, mate. Don't shoot him. Pretty cool, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I suppose this is continuing in the war theme. The USS Arizona and the USS Utah are two warships that were both destroyed in the attack of Pearl Harbor. That's one thing. But
yeah.
Do you know that they still today continue to leak oil into the ocean 80 years later?
No, Darren. Come on, man.
I'm sorry, but it's just a fact. Guys, this is not get funny, get hugs. This is get fact.
I would love to have a get funny, get hugs feature from now as well, please.
Okay, I'll make you feel better with this one.
Okay.
Okay. It has now been proven. It is definitive. We've always thought about it ad hoc, and we thought it was good advice, and now we know it is true. Hospital patients definitively recover better on the side of the hospital that can see the grass.
Oh.
If you can see and are close to the vegetation,
yes,
or to the greenery or whatever, you, it has now been proven, will recover and heal quicker.
Oh, go nature.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So you can leave out the USS Utah and Arizona.
Grass fixes us.
You know more about.
Yes.
So you can take that to the bank.
Melanose.
You're not feeling good. Grass will heal you.
Yes, mate.
Yes. About time they legalized that.
Isn't it?
It's decriminalized.
It is in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a shop done. I'm joking.
Yeah. It's so weird. Yeah. I'll my place, you'll get the CBD sleeping oil.
Yeah.
But Kerry's, you'll go straight to the source.
They have a whole Uber for it for Kerry.
That's true.
All right.
Anyway.
So we're learning. And we're learning. Did it happen this morning?
Absolutely, mate.
What happened, mate?
We just go fat tomorrow.
Yeah.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.